Good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing today? Serena, I still hear the baby. Not that it's not a good sound. There you go. So we had a little party this morning, you know. I'm just recovering. No, I'm just kidding. I was just trying to get my shit together, basically. I was kind of on the struggle bus this morning, so I needed a few extra minutes, and I appreciate everybody's patience. Serena was perfect. She did everything right. I was the one over here having the issues. excuse me. We shifted over to Skype, and that was no problem whatsoever, but it's just a little bit of a different screen. So, but no problem at all. It's totally fine. I'm the one who's having all the issues this morning. It's all my problem. Anyway, you're here with me, Lori the Love Sherpa. That's where you are. That's where we've landed. And that's me. I'm here for you, and we are here together on this lovely day, which is January 13th, 2025. And it is... Wait, is it really the 13th? I have to check. It is really the 13th. And it's 10:09 a.m. on the West Coast. So, sorry for the crazy start. Just one of those mornings, you know, like the energies are very, very high. And I know I say that a lot lately, but they, in fact, are very high. Excuse me, I just had to mute myself for a second. And when the energies get this high, they can affect us all in very interesting ways, some that are not so pleasant. I'm finding with myself, and what I'm hearing from other people lately too, is that there's a lot of releasing going on. And when I say releasing, I mean, basically from every orifice in your body. pardon me, one sec. So, many of us have been dealing with stomach issues, you know, nasal issues. People are, you know, just full of... People are just leaking out of every hole, basically. And I know that sounds terrible, and I'm sorry if that's TMI, but it's the truth. And I know a lot of you can relate, because I keep hearing it from people. So we're going to be honest here. You know, this is all about authenticity, this show. I don't pull any punches. And so there are just a lot of energies, and it's making us all just release what is no longer serving us, really. So what is no longer serving us is... clearing the way in our physical bodies for us to be able to hold more light. And it's not always easy because a physical body is very dense. Some people more than others. Sorry, I couldn't resist. but seriously, as you can hear in my throat, obviously I'm doing a little releasing of my own. And that's what made me late. So anyway, I'm here. So why don't you all join me in the Facebook chat? So that I can actually provide you with some good information instead of just complaining about personal issues. And the way you do that is you go to your computer, device, your phone, whatever you've got there, and go to the web and type in 12radio.com. That'll take you over to a screen where there are a bunch of options on the left, and one of them is chat. So hit chat, and that will take you right over into the Facebook page of 12Radio. And if you just scroll down slightly, you'll see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. Okay, I'm going to clear my throat. All right, and in the chat, I see, if you've never been here before, you can join the group, and I believe Serena will let you in. If she has a free hand, I know she's juggling like the baby in one hand and she's juggling me in the other hand. So she's got her hands full, but I'm sure she will let you, and she's very kind. And she wants everybody to join the show, so as do I. So anyway, I'm going to go to all comments. So yeah, like I said, join the group. Once you're in, you just scroll down. You'll see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And I would love it, personally, if you would feel free to ask any questions that you're wondering about. You know, if you're having any life problems or issues, or, you know, you're just curious about something. Maybe you just have a question that's been a burning desire or a burning question that you really want to know, and I'll see if I can answer it for you. Believe it or not, even though I sound very discombobulated, I do actually have certain abilities to help you out. And some of them are intuitive. Some of them are knowledge-based from my training in spiritual psychology and my many other trainings. Excuse me. But I can do my best, and I certainly will do my best to help you in any way that I can. Hey, Renee. Good to see you here. And Maureen is here, too. She says, hello, Lori Love. Jay, I don't know if Jay's listening because Jay's working right now, Maureen. He's he ended his stint here as my producer, but he's still doing his show on 1-2 Radio. And Serena is now my new producer, in case you didn't know that. So you can say hi to her. And yeah, love for California for sure, because that's where I am. I am right on the, I'm a little farther inland, but I'm not far from the coast. But I'm about, I would say about 2 hours, excuse me, south of where the fires are actually have been happening, and hopefully are being ameliorated as we speak. It's a lot discombobulating, and it's a lot disconcerting, I should say. And I have been feeling the energy of it. And I honestly was not in a good way the other day, because I could feel all of that and the grief and the loss and just all of that it's tough to take. I mean, even for someone who's not directly involved. Of course, it's much tougher if you are, I mean, without a doubt. And it's, I really just don't have the words, because it's overwhelming, frankly. There's just a lot. So, when I discuss it with anyone, though, I look at everything from a spiritual point of view as much as possible. But that is the basis of where I look at everything. And so, as hard as it is to even say this, I'm going to say it because it's true. Everyone's experience is their own. And it doesn't mean anyone's done anything wrong. It's just that nobody knows exactly why some of us come into this earth school with a certain curriculum. Nobody knows. Nobody else knows. Each of us chooses our curriculum before we get here. And when we're in these physical bodies, we're doing the best we can. And we don't remember what we chose before we came here. And there's a lot to it. There's a lot that is very complicated about why these things happen to us. And yeah, people can blame physical, you know, earthly reasons, of course. And that's what people mostly do, because we're in physical bodies. But the spiritual reasons behind why everything is happening, you got to remember that anything that happens to anyone, there's always a bigger picture behind it, and it's not anyone's fault. It's certainly not the victim's fault. They didn't do anything. You know, they didn't say, hey, I want to like go through a fire when I'm here in a physical body. Basically all they said was, I want to learn certain things when I'm here in this physical incarnation. And for whatever reason, this is one way, albeit a pretty awful way, to learn lessons. But even that I want to reframe, you know, there's a gift in every horrible situation. And like I said, this is really hard for me to say, because I can only imagine. I can only imagine what it's like to deal with what they're dealing with there. And I have nothing but compassion for everyone. So, because I can feel the energy of it. And I just want to say to everyone that no matter what, God is always there with you. God is always there with you. There's always some sort of a gift, even in the shittiest of situations. Something good will come of this. I know that's hard to believe right now. But even some of the situations that have been hard that I've been in myself, and you know, nothing like that. This is a super severe situation that's going on in the fires. But even some of the situations that I've dealt with in my own life that have not been easy, that have been pretty scary. And we've all had scary situations. You know, I'm not comparing. Everybody's situation is different. But there's always something that comes up later that we realize, like, oh, wow. So that actually kind of had to happen for this much better thing to happen. And sometimes it's not easy to see it that way when you're in the midst of losing your home or having lost someone you love. And having lost people I love, I know what that feels like. You know. So I just want to say that everything that ever happens is happening for us, not to us. And I say that very gently, because this is a hard thing to say and it's a hard thing to hear. So I just want to make sure that we all just kind of try and remember that, because spirit is always with us. You know, the universe has our back, really. And like I was saying about releasing, a lot of this is often trying to teach us to release something that's no longer serving us. And I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying it's fun. It's not. And nobody wants to ever have to go through something like they're dealing with in LA. I mean, I know some people who had to be evacuated and lost their homes. And it's just, nobody wants to deal with that, of course. Still, on the other side of it, there's going to be some good stuff. I know it. I just know it. And I believe it. And I don't only believe it, but I do know it, truly. I wouldn't say it otherwise. So I really just hope everybody can at least try and keep that in mind. And the best thing those of us who are not directly involved can do is to know this, and also to send as much love and light from our hearts to those who really need it. And there are so many people who need it right now. The people in LA, the people down south, you know, who still have not, from what I hear, gotten much help. You know, out on the southern east coast of the United States, the people in other countries who are going through so much stuff right now, like everybody, the world is going through a transformation, is really what it is. And it's really hard, to say the least. So I just want to just offer those words. And like I said, I don't want it to come out the wrong way or sound like anyone's to blame, because that's not my intention. I just think that everybody, we all must remember that there are things we can do, and there are things we can do in the physical. You know, if you have a place to stay where you can, like, shelter somebody who needs shelter, do it. If you can give whatever you can to whoever needs help, if that is yours to give, and you'll know if it is. Sometimes we're meant to give certain things and not other things, and sometimes, you know, we're not meant to give this, but we're meant to give this instead, you know. Sometimes if you have money and you can give it, you give that. If you have yourself and your strength and you can go down there and, like, help somebody clean up something, you do that. So, or if you have a huge couple of homes and, you know, somebody needs a place to stay, you do that. Whatever abilities you have, those are the ones you use. All right. You don't try and do something that's not in your lane. You know what I mean? You do what's within your power to do, because people can sure use the help right now. And even if you can't really do anything physical, sending the love and sending the light of spirit from your heart is really going to be helpful. It always is. It's all energy. Everything is energy. So any loving energy that you can send to the people who need it is going to really be helpful. I've been doing that myself, and so I know that is something that I like to do. I like to really focus, and if you don't know how to do it, basically, I mean, there are a few ways of doing it, but it's really simple. You just have to, the way I do it is, I just envision light. Basically, it's kind of a sparkly, fizzy light. And for me, sometimes it's white, sometimes it's different colors. But it could be white light, blue light, pink light, you know, whatever light resonates. For me, this was kind of a cool bluish white light, and it was kind of like moisture. And I just, it's hard to describe how I do it because I do it so naturally, but and I'm so used to doing it that it's pretty quick. I just feel like light beaming out from my body and my heart space, and enlarging and just covering like a whole area of wherever I want to send it. And it just shoots out from me to the person or people that I'm sending it to. You can also take, if you have a specific person in mind, you can also take that person into your heart and just kind of hold them there in your heart and envelop them with loving energy. So whatever way feels good for you, just feel the loving energy. That's the key. Just feel the love, envision the light, and just send it. Think of someone. And if you don't know anyone in particular, send it to an area and the people in that area. Just feel it, think of them, and send it out. It's super simple. Okay. Let's see who else is here in the Facebook chat. I'm going to refresh just because I feel like there are probably a few of you who popped in when I was talking. Okay. And I am correct about that because I see there are more comments. Okay. Hey, Pamela. She says, hello, Lori. Thanks for producing, Serena. Yeah, I'm grateful to Serena. She's been great. And I love hearing the baby babble in the background. Okay. Maureen says, if time permits, would love a reading. Our oldest son and fiance imploded Christmas for a second year in a row. No way. Just truly added strain and stress as they were drinking and doing gummies. Oh, okay. It made me physically and emotionally ill, as I know she was intentional. Okay, well, first thing I'm going to offer with that is that no matter how intentional you feel this may be, and you could very well be right, I'm not saying you're wrong, everybody's always doing the best they can from their point of consciousness. So obviously someone's point of consciousness was not very high at that moment. And that is unfortunate because it affected other people. But once you know this, it sometimes makes it a little easier to understand why someone is doing what they're doing. Okay, he's a Leo, she's Aquarius. Not a fan, she's a gaslighter, manipulative. Oof, she sounds lovely. Also, she had the nerve to send a thank you note 2 days later. Okay, well, just moving on as this Libra is done with the backstabbing hurt. Yeah, this is a rough one. Although you say she's a fiancé, so they're not married yet. So there is some hope. Let's pull a card and see what happens. Yeah, you know, this is what I'm saying. I feel like everyone's freaking struggling and just releasing what they no longer need, right? Where are my cards? I've got books and cards everywhere. Okay, here we go. So let me pull a card for you, Maureen. And again, if the card I pull resonates for anyone else, then it's for you too. Because these cards generally are not just for one person alone. They're normally for more than one person. Okay, let's see. Okay. We have... Okay, the angel of communication. Communicate clearly. Don't be afraid to tell it like it is. Okie dokie, this sounds kind of perfect. Okay, and what the angel of communication has to say to you, Maureen, is one of your major lessons in this lifetime is to learn to communicate what you want clearly. You assume that those around you know what you want or how you feel. Yet the truth is that they do not. Because of your failure to communicate honestly and clearly, those around you often end up confused or at best having to guess what it is you want, feel, or expect. Do not be afraid to say it like it is. You cannot lose anything by simply stating your truth. You do not need to blame or accuse others in order to speak your truth. Just state your case clearly. Underlying this whole issue is a fear of not being accepted or not gaining the approval of others, and therefore you are often afraid to speak up. Know that it is an act of love. Know that it is an act of love unto yourself and others to communicate clearly, lovingly, and honestly. The angel of communication is here to help you work through this issue. Through this process, you will honor and empower yourself and gain much respect and love from others. Yeah, this I feel like is a perfect card for you, Maureen. And it's not your fault. There's no blame. Okay? This is obviously an issue that is going to require some expression of what it is that you will tolerate and what you won't tolerate. Okay? Boundaries need to be put in place. Not barriers. Boundaries do not have to become barriers, okay? That I want to stress. Boundaries are very important. Boundaries are what teach people how to treat us. Healthy boundaries are good for everyone. So this sounds like, you know, whatever was going on here with your son's fiance is, first of all, not acceptable, not okay, and it's making you really unhappy. No matter what the reason is behind what she's doing, it's not okay because it's not working for you. And this is not something that you need to tolerate. So it can be hard to set boundaries, but if they're in everyone's best interest, and they actually are, with something like this especially, you're going to be glad that you're setting boundaries. So that's what I have to offer you. But do understand and remember that Spirit is with you, and Spirit is keeping you strong so that you are able to know within yourself that you're doing the right thing and not letting somebody take advantage of you and push you around and treat you badly is always doing the right thing, because that's not okay. It's just not okay. And you can do it.
I really like getting into it and digging deep and excavating, you know, what might
this
be
human. You're not, you know better, you know what's going on. It's like this other person, this fiance is, you know how they say, you know, forgive them, they know not what they do. She actually, her human knows what she's doing, but her soul knows better. Her soul knows that this is not of her highest being. This is not her highest consciousness. And the soul is always the highest consciousness. So she just doesn't remember her soul. She's not remembering in this moment. She's forgetting who she really is. Because who she really is love. And she's temporarily forgotten that. So the way that you can shift things is by shifting them within yourself. We can't change other people's attitudes or behavior, but we can shift things within ourselves. And so when you decide within yourself that this is how I want to be treated, and this is what I will ask for, and this is what I will require if she's going to be in your home, she's really going to have to either shape up or ship out. So, and you can help by going inward and really knowing inside yourself that you are love. You want to treat people with love, and you want people to treat you with love. There's no other way. And you're going to teach her how to treat you. And if she can't, then you may have to set some rules about, you know, how to behave and how people have to behave when they're in your home. And again, I know that doesn't sound like an easy thing, but once you do it, it does get easier. And it's a relief to not have to deal with someone in your home who's treating you like crap. That's just not okay. So I want you to see her and visualize her as the soul that she is, not the human. Visualize her in her highest consciousness level. See her as she could be, not how she is behaving. Okay? And also know that you are Christ consciousness, and you set an intention. And when you set an intention, it is done. Okay? So set that intention, know that it's done, and see her with nothing but love. Okay? And see what happens. Send her love. Marianne Williamson has a good practice. She says, you know, whenever someone's giving you trouble, pray for their happiness 5 minutes every morning. Pray for this girl's happiness, because she's obviously not very happy if she's acting this way. And you send them love. You send them love. You send them the prayer of happiness. And this alone can shift a lot. I did it myself, I will tell you, with someone I wasn't getting along with. And it's so much better. It's so much better. Sometimes it can take a little time, and other times it happens very fast. But I know that's a lot. But, you know, everything I just said. But it really will work for you. The main thing is to have the love for yourself and the respect for yourself and for the rest of your family, that this is how we conduct our family. We treat each other with love. We don't hurt each other. And it's going to have to be that way. Otherwise, the only other choice is, you know, not to have people like that in your home. And I know that's not what you want to do. So I'll offer that. I hope it's helpful. I know it's not the easiest thing to hear, probably, But that's what I've got for you, Maureen. And I really, let me know. I really want to know if, let me know what happens. I hope that's helpful. So let me go back to the Facebook chats. Quelly is here. Hey, Quelly. She says, full moon blessings, Lori. And Shell. Yeah, Shell says, I'm living on the struggle bus. I look forward to the day when I finally stop crying. Seems like grief is seeping from every atom of my being. Excited to be done someday. Very happy to be listening and to shift my focus even for a moment. Yeah, I know it's kind of been a heavy show so far, Shell. And I can relate. I mean, I know some of what you're dealing with, and I've dealt with it myself. You know, when our children are what we want them to do and really not behaving in a loving manner, there seems to be, sometimes there seems to be not a lot we can do. But I'm going to say one of the, you know, some of the same stuff that I just told Maureen. There's healing to be done. If we're encountering these situations with anybody, with our kids, you know, with people we deal with in life, wherever, there's healing to be done within us, and the healing within us is going to heal them too. And that's when things can come back and connect better. And most people don't realize this. When you're encountering an outer situation that's not making you happy, there's something that you can do within you. It's not your fault, but there's something you can do within you to shift your consciousness and shift your energy so that you know and you feel that whoever this person is, they're really, like I said, they're just operating from a very low consciousness level. Because people at a high consciousness level are loving. And people at a low consciousness level are not. It's in the behavior. That's how you can tell. And even though this is so, you got to just remember that everybody really is doing the best they can at any given moment from that particular consciousness level or awareness level. And that's the whole deal with being a human. We get to learn how to raise our consciousness. And we get to remember who we are. And we get to learn the lessons that we came here to learn. And they're not always easy. So the things that we're all going through right now, damn. I mean, they feel heavy sometimes. But this is what is so important to remember. It's like, it's really important to remember to use the tools and remember who we really are. We are really God energy, Christ consciousness. We are children of God. We can do much of what God does, and that is setting an intention. Remembering that when we have a desire, it's not just because we want it as humans, it's because spirit put it there. We wouldn't have a heartfelt desire if spirit had not put it there in the first place. And what that also means is that it's meant to be, it's meant to happen. And the only thing we have to do is we have to remember to let it in. Because often we're in such resistance about the terrible thing that's happening, we forget to actually relax and allow spirit in to shift the energy and show us the gift and shift what's happening and change it into something better. Because that will happen if we allow it, if we relax, if we remember, oh, okay, I'm Christ consciousness. I'm a God being. I'm a child of God. God's got me. I don't have to worry about this too much. I can do what I can, definitely, but I'm going to let God do the heavy lifting, because God will do the heavy lifting. God wants to do the heavy lifting, okay? That's what the universe is here for. Spirit, universe, God. I use those, all the terms interchangeably, because it's all the same energy. The creator, you know, the creator is one energy, and we are all creations of the creator. So we have that same energy. We're not separate. We're all connected, and we have the ability to shift the energy and allow it to shift if we just allow it in and don't get stuck in resistance and judgment. Because when you get stuck in resistance and judgment, and when you get stuck there, then energy can't shift. And I'm not saying don't feel your feelings. It's, you have to feel your feelings, obviously, because that's how you get through to the other side. So yes, feel the feelings, but try not to get stuck in them. Feel them, you know? I know sometimes when I do it, I'll allow myself to just feel what I'm feeling, and then it dissipates pretty quickly. And, you know, it can come up again and again and again. But each time I do that, I just let myself feel it, and then it stops, and it feels like a layer has sloughed off. And it's better each time. And after a while, once you stop resisting and you just kind of like, okay, if you could say, this is how it is, this is how the situation is, and just allow it to be there, you will see that it shifts and changes, and you'll get information about the situation that you didn't have before. You'll start to realize things, and one day you'll just be like, oh, so this is why this happened. This is why this is really going on. I didn't see this before, because you can't see it if you're in a state of judgment and resistance. But your eyes, your spiritual eyes, open, and you get clarity when you're in a state of relaxation. That's why meditation is so great. Going to a place of neutrality. These are all tools. Going to a place of neutrality is where you want to be. So you're not in judgment. You're not in fear. And there are only two places you can be. You're either in fear or in a state of love. And I prefer to be in a state of love, because everything just works better. That state of fear, which is any negative emotion that you're feeling, you know, anger, despair, all the negative emotions stem from fear. And that keeps energy stuck. So no matter what is happening, and I do understand, because I've been through challenges myself. still in one as we speak. But I have learned so much over the couple of years that I've been dealing with, you know, the estrangement of someone that I very dearly love, probably the most in the whole world. I've learned a lot, and that now I know that I can't do anything different to change them. I can only change me. So I'm doing my healing. I'm being the loving being. I am healing the wounds that I have, the emotional wounds, by using my tools, responding differently, not being reactive, but just being responsive appropriately. And doing the best I can. And where I mess up, you know, I go back and I learn, and then I do better next time. This is all a learning process. And sometimes people need to be reminded of that. This is how we learn. We make mistakes, you know, and we clean it up after. like anything else. So these are all really just things that I know that are happening right now, because the ascension energies are strong for a reason. they're remodeling our bodies. They're helping us release what no longer serves us. And that's why all this stuff, I don't want to keep cursing. That's why all these things are coming up for release. All these issues that everybody is having with like children who are treating them horribly and parents who are treating them horribly, you know, like people who are treating us horribly. And, you know, maybe some people think we are treating them horribly. Who knows, right? But, you know, everybody is dealing with someone treating them horribly, it seems, lately. This is what I keep hearing from all my clients and all my friends. Like, my daughter is doing this. My son's doing this. My mother's doing this. It's like everybody's giving everybody else a huge problem, you know, and just creating all kinds of issues. And so I would prefer to take these issues and really spin them into gold and look at them from the point of view, like, how can I take this situation and be the presence of love and not sit in fear? Because if something's happening and it's making me angry or fearful, that energy is not real, and that energy can shift. And that's kind of the key, because if you know that fear energy isn't real, even though it seems very real in human life, but if you know honestly that everything is energy and that particular energy just isn't real, you can shift into love. And you can be like, okay, I can allow this. I'm going to be the loving energy, and I know that Spirit will give me ways to feel better. Spirit will give me ways to heal. Spirit will open their eyes to what they need to see, open my eyes to what I need to see. And it works. It does. And I know, because I'm doing it. I've done it. I know without a doubt that everything I desire is going to come to me, because these desires are pure. They're not desires that are going to hurt anybody. They're desires for love, for loving situations. And so know that the desire that you all have for whatever it is that you want, just take a breath and relax. Open your heart. Stay in that loving presence of self. And sometimes being the loving presence means setting boundaries so that people don't abuse you. Sometimes it just means praying for someone's happiness. It can mean many different things. But fear energy and love energy are very different. And if you're ever wondering whether a certain situation is fear or love, you can always ask me, because I can help you with that. Or you can just go inside and say, you know, what is this? What is there for me to do in this? Ask Spirit for help. Like, show me if there's something I can do. And if not, then just let me feel your presence. Let the other person feel Spirit in them, and allow the wounds to heal. Allow the energy to shift, and that alone, you know, using all these tools, it heals. It heals energetically emotional wounds that everyone has. And as long as it takes, you know, because sometimes it takes time to learn the lessons that are there within the problem. Wherever there's a problem, there's always a solution within it. Always. Yeah. So, believe me, everything, and it sounds so trite, but it's so true. Everything is happening for our highest good. everything really is happening for our highest good, even if it doesn't seem that way. If you can just say, hey, you know what? I really don't like what's happening. I really kind of hate it, but I can allow it to be here. I can allow it for this moment. I'm not going to judge it. It is what it is. I'm just going to allow it to be here, and I'm going to take a step back, and I'm going to say, hey, Spirit, thank you for shifting this energy for me, because this is not my work. This is for you to do, because I don't know. I don't know what it's about. I really don't. We don't know what's really happening at a soul level. We don't know what our soul is trying to learn from this, because our souls are always trying to grow and expand and learn from every situation. And we can learn from really pleasurable situations too. We can learn a lot there. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of times the best way we learn is through struggle, because it's just so potent and so obvious. And we focus so much attention on it. So taking away your attention can also be very helpful too in certain situations. Sometimes when you take away your attention and focus on something that makes you feel better, that will allow your consciousness to rise, and that will allow Spirit to go in there, since you're feeling better and you're not feeling resistant, and shift the energy of the problem. And that's often what happens. You know, you just take your attention away, because if you're focusing on something, you just tend to get more of it. So it can sound like it's a little complicated, but once you really start to realize that basically there's just love and fear, and only love is real and everything else is not, that's when you know that the energy is what's really important. And if you're holding yourself in the energy of love, compassion, and that means for yourself as well, not just for the other person, but for you too, for everyone, you just hold yourself in that energy and realize that this is going to be okay. One way or another, this is going to be okay. And if it's not okay, it's not done yet. Okay? And sometimes it can take a little while, but not always. So just keep doing your best and just keep allowing and not resisting. And, you know, set up boundaries where you have to. And, you know, I'm here if you need help from me. I can definitely help you out. I'm so sorry that I have talked down to the wire, and I don't even think I got to the rest of you, but I will respond to everybody in the chat right now as soon as I leave. So I have to make way for the lovely Jamie Dawn, who's coming up soon, and then Serena, my producer, will be having her show right after Jamie Dawn. So I'm so grateful for all of you. Thank you for all of the input, and I hope that what I've said has been of some help for you. That's always my intention. You've been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, right here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. I love you all so much. Have a lovely week. Have compassion for yourselves and everyone else, and I'll see you next time, okay? Bye, everybody.